Yesterday in Atlanta, opponents of a bill that would allow guns on college campuses turned out to express concern to state lawmakers. The bill in question would allow anyone 21 or older with a legal carry permit to bring their guns onto campus, with some exceptions. It's one state's reaction to the issue of gun violence on college campuses, including the mass shooting last October in Oregon.
This evening, authorities confirming multiple deaths after a mass shooting at a quiet community college south of Portland, Oregon. The gunman opening fire in multiple classrooms several days.
That shooting left 8 students and a teacher dead. And in response, some states, like New York, have passed stricter gun regulations. But a handful of colleges around the country are moving in a different direction, embracing guns and trying to make them a safe part of their campus culture. Brian Mann from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio has our story.
In a lot of ways, Paul Smith's College in northern New York looks like any other campus. Students are packed into the cafeteria for lunch, but over in the school's gym, tucked behind a rock climbing wall in the volleyball court, there's something most colleges don't have, an armory for storing the students' firearms.
It looks a lot different right now. It's almost empty, but during the fall semester, this is completely filled.
Fall is hunting season. I asked Holly Parker, the director of campus safety, how many guns would be here when students are chasing deer and ducks.
Probably about close to 200.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that if you spoke to most campus safety directors and said, do you have an armory on your campus that students use, they would probably say...
No. Yeah, absolutely not.
So remember how I said Paul Smith's is a pretty typical college? In some ways, it's not typical at all. The campus sits high in New York's Adirondack Mountains, surrounded by some of the deepest wilderness in the eastern U.S. The school owns roughly 14,000 acres of timberland and lakes. Between classes, students are encouraged to hunt and fish.
Being out there before everything wakes up and then being able to see it, everything just come to life in the morning when the sun comes up, it's breathtaking.
Michael Stringer is a junior, and he's head of the college's student-run Fish and Game Club. He points out that the rules for bringing guns to campus are really strict. No pistols or other handguns are allowed, and you can't just walk around with your rifle or shotgun. They have to be stored in the armory with a locked case and a trigger lock. Stringer says a lot of students come here from small towns where hunting and guns are part of their culture, and he likes that this isn't your typical American college.
Most college students will tell you what they do on a Saturday or Sunday is they... I don't know, go to the club or go to the beach or whatever urban people do. We don't have any of that stuff to do. We don't have any clubs or anything like that, so we go out in the woods, we hunt.
If your mental picture at this point is guys in plaid shirts with big beards, yes, that is part of the Paul Smith's world. This school with roughly 1,000 students was lumbersexual before that word existed. But the hunting community here is a lot more diverse than that.
It's a shotgun. It's a pump action 410, which is the smallest caliber for shotguns.
Erica Ox is a freshman, and she's describing the gun she brought to campus this year for small game and waterfowl. She started hunting as a little girl with her dad and says she chose Paul Smith's because of its welcoming gun culture. Ox says other schools where she was accepted wanted nothing to do with that part of her life.
They did not allow firearms on campus. They are highly against firearms. So I decided to come here instead.
But the gun culture here has been challenged again and again by events off campus. Every year, tens of thousands of Americans are killed by firearms. Some of the worst violence has happened at schools a lot like Paul Smith's, places like Virginia Tech, Columbine, Sandy Hook, and Roseburg, Oregon.
So these shootings aren't, you know, something that we're isolated from.
Joe Arefache is an assistant professor here and former advisor to the Fish and Game Club.
I mean, when they occur, our students often have connections to folks there. They maybe live in that area.
Arefache says Paul Smith has worked hard to create a network of hunters and gun owners who keep tabs on each other. Students make sure other students are hunting in safe areas and following the rules. But this idea of undergraduates carrying shotguns and high-powered hunting rifles still just freaks some people out.
It is a head-scratcher, absolutely, armory on campus. So we're careful about how we present that, first of all, to prospective students and families.
Janet Oborn is a spokeswoman for the school. Part of her job is explaining to wary families why guns are welcomed here. She tells them that before this was a college, it was a wilderness lodge. Teddy Roosevelt came here to hunt when he was a kid.
Well, I guess in a word, it would be heritage. We just strongly respect and embrace the hunting and fishing culture, and it's a big part of who we are.
There are a handful of other rural colleges around the U.S. that have hunting programs. Some even have firearm storage or armories. But things are changing. A lot of schools are tightening the rules or banning guns altogether. Here at Paul Smith's, there was a time when students could take firearms right to their dorm rooms. Oversight was pretty casual. Not anymore.
We talk about it almost constantly, you know, certainly as the context of the national conversation has heated up and prompts us to continually take a look at our policies and how we manage that here on campus.
Students do sometimes slip up and bring guns to parts of campus where they're not allowed. Those students lose their armory privileges. But everyone I talk to here said they do feel safe. They tell me their system and their culture work well. So far, they say there have been no major incidents here, no injuries or deaths linked to guns or hunting. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann.